In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The story we hear today could really be replicated in today's world, in today's community. But the difference would be this. While those who were there struggled with the concept of whether Christ was the Son of God and was from God, and said that this man could not possibly be the performer of miracles because he's not from what we understand. In today's context, it could be taken very differently. The gods of today's environment, community, and world are very different. The gods that are put as the be-all and end-all, the creators of goodness, the givers of good things, have a different definition now. In the world, that definition is hard work, persistence, prominence, and it is these things, these attributes, that are given credit for all the things we have. When we do well, we pride ourselves on our ingenuity. We pride ourselves on our intellect. We only bring God into the equation, unfortunately, when things go wrong, when we don't get what we want, when we fall short, because surely we can't blame ourselves. Surely someone else must be to blame. And that someone else, that something else, becomes God. Today, we as Christians have a very special place in the world in saying to others that God has worked in our lives. I'm not saying that we should all become street corner soapbox preachers, because that doesn't work for everyone, nor can everyone actually do it. But in the way we live our lives and proclaim our Christianity, people must look into our lives and see that God is the one who creates these things for us. Of course, He gives us our intelligence, our ingenuity. He also creates opportunities for us. But we don't do these things alone. When we then go before people of the world and say, God has done these things for us, they say, you're crazy. You're crazy. You don't know what that means. It is up to you. It is up to us. It is up to the systems we have created, the systems which, unfortunately, have failed us time and time and time again. It is important for us to know that we are empowered by God, that He gives us many things, that He grants us many graces to work with. But it is also important to know that He is the origin of all things. And when we are called crazy, when we are called absurd, when we are told that we don't make sense, it doesn't matter. We live for a principle. We live according to the truth that we know. And we understand that in that truth there is life and there is power. So find comfort and find power in the presence of God in our lives. And know that we are never alone and that He always gives all good things to us at the time when they will matter most. And He empowers us to overcome anything that befalls us, even if and when rejected for His name. And glory be to God forever. Amen.